So long, fellas. See you all in 3 days. Back, you blooming idiots.
Okay, don't take
no
wooden shillings, Algie.
Wait a minute, Algie. Wait right here.
Hi, Johnny. Nice of you to come down to welcome me.
Don't give me that welcome talk. You know what I'm here for. Did you bring it with you?
Shh. Somebody will hear.
Nobody around to hear me. Did you bring it? That's what I want to know.
I've got it all right, Johnny. Be at my room at 9 o'clock tonight. I'll let you look at it. Only there are two other gentlemen who'll be bidding for it, too.
So they'll be bidden.
Yeah.
One thing I'm guaranteeing, Algie, I'm the guy that's going to get it.
Hello, Algie.
Oh. Oh, it's Mr. Burke.
That's right, Algie, Mr. Burke. Your ship docked a little while ago. I was watching you when you got off.
I was going to call you as soon as I got in my room here, Mr. Burke. Honest, I was.
Perhaps you were. I hope you were, for your sake. Did you bring it with you, Algie?
Aye. But, Mr. Burke, you'll have to come here tonight to see it. As you probably know, there are three of you gentlemen who want it.
Sure. Johnny Peters, Reginald Sands, and me.
That's right.
I know they both want it.
Mr. Burke, Johnny seems to be sure he's the one that's going to get it.
Algie, please listen and remember this.
Yeah?
If Johnny Peters gets it, you're going to get it right between the eyes.
Hello.
Algie?
Speaking.
Ah, Reginald Sands, old boy.
Oh, hello.
Well, I see you've arrived on schedule.
Well, we docked a couple of hours ago.
Very good, old fellow. And you brought it ashore safely?
I've got it. And it's safe enough right here with me.
Oh, really, old Venus, Doppel? Better keep it with you until I have a chance to get down there, Algie. I want to see it. More than that, I want to buy it.
You'll have to get online, Mr. Sands. You're not the only one who wants the diamond, you know.
Yes, I know. That stone is very much in demand.
That's right.
But, Algie, old top, it had better be me who gets it, because if I don't, you'll have another kind of stone for your very own. A tombstone.
This is the room where the body was discovered. I'll bring you up to date as quickly as I can.
Thank you, Markham. But let me tell you first what I know.
All right.
The dead man was Algie Corcoran, a steward on a transoceanic liner. He'd been suspected of smuggling, but nothing was ever proven.
Right. Now, smuggling doesn't come under my authority as district attorney, but some of Algie's playmates are pretty rough characters, I understand. He was found shot to death right here last night. His boat docked yesterday afternoon.
What kind of a gun was used?
A Webley, English gun.
Oh?
This particular model was at least 12 years old, ballistic show. Nothing unusual was in the room except a tea kettle on the portable stove and two teacups which had held tea that had been drunk. But there were no fingerprints on one cup.
The one the murderer drank from. If the dead man had, there'd be no purpose in wiping off the fingerprints. Right, Markham.
No question about that now. Well, Vance, as usual, we give you nothing to work on, but that hasn't stopped you in the past.
There's a first time for everything, my friend. Tell me this. What ship did Algie work on?
The SS Simplon from London.
Hmm. There was a jewel robbery in London about 2 weeks ago in which the famous 40-carat Elton diamond was stolen. Algie is a suspected smuggler.
I see what you mean.
For a case that seemingly has no clues, Markham, I'd say we have rather a clear picture of what happened. Now let's see what progress we can make.
Well, come, old man. It can't take all that time.
No. You ever try to cut a 40-carat diamond, Mr. Sands?
I steal them. Cutting them is your department.
I've got to be very careful. You want this stone split exactly in half so it will no longer be recognized as the Elton diamond, but can be sold for match dealings. 2 20-carat stones will bring you almost as much as 1 40-carat one.
Yes, and it'll be a whole lot less recognizable, old fellow. All right, go ahead. I won't interrupt you.
I'm almost finished. I'll put the Elton in this vise. Put my diamond cutter right here. And just tap it once with this mallet. That ought to do it.
Good.
Where'd you get the diamond, Mr. Sands? It was lifted in London 2 weeks ago.
I know. Never mind where I got it. Go ahead, old fellow. Tap it again with that thing, please.
Very well. Here goes. The lights. Who turned out the lights? Mr. Sands, we're in the dark.
And it seems as if I'm in a bit of a predicament. I can't see you, but look, whoever you are in this room, let's make a bargain. I'll give you half of everything.
He'll give me half.
That you, Joe?
It's me, Edna. What a day.
Busy?
And how? What's for dinner?
I won't tell you. It's a surprise, all right?
Sure, then. I have a surprise for you, too.
Oh, let me see.
Later.
Honey, no teasing.
Honey, no begging.
Oh, please, if it's a surprise, let me see it. Please, Joe.
What's for dinner?
Roast beef. Now, what's your surprise?
These.
Oh, Joe.
Pretty, aren't they, Edna?
Yeah.
2 perfectly matched 20-carat stones. Had to kill a man to get them.
Oh, the stones are lovely. I've never seen such fire.
Had to knock out a guy, too. Mm. Killed the fellow who cut the stones, knocked out the guy who lifted them from Algy Corcoran. The steward you read about?
The one that was killed? Sure, I read about him. Oh, Joe, these stones are the most beautiful I've ever seen.
You keep admiring them. I'm going and wash up. I'll be out in a minute, and the roast beef better be ready and good.
Oh, it will be, Joe. You can be sure of that.
Vital Vance speaking.
Vance, my name is Endon Burke. My husband is Joe Burke. He just killed a man.
What did you say?
I said my husband killed a man, a diamond cutter, he said.
Where is he now?
He's washing up. He can't hear me with the water running. Vance, I've been saving your telephone number, waiting for something like this. You've got to catch Joe, and then I'll be rid of him once and for all.
Where are you?
Harris Apartments. Hurry up, Vance.
I'll be there with the district attorney, Markham, inside half an hour. Goodbye.
That wasn't very nice, Edna.
Joe...
I heard, honey, everything.
Oh, no,
you... told Vance to come over, and then you'll be rid of me once and for all.
No, I didn't.
You know, it seems to me that when he gets here, it'll be the other way around.
There's the apartment door, Markham.
Yes.
I only hope that Joe Burke didn't overhear his wife talking to me on the telephone.
We'll know in a minute, Vance.
That we will. If he did hear her, he'd think nothing of killing her, I'm sure of that.
Hear anything, Vance?
Not yet.
Vance, thank goodness you've come.
Where is he, Mrs. Burke?
In here. Come in, please.
This is District Attorney Markham, Mrs. Burke.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Where's your husband?
There he is, lying on the floor over there. He's dead. I shot him.
What is this, Mrs. Burke?
He heard me phoning Vance. He tried to kill me. We struggled, and his gun went off, and he dropped. I know I should be hysterical and all that, but I'm not the type. He tried to kill me. He got killed. That's all there is to it.
I wouldn't say that. There's a whole lot more to it than that. You said he told you he killed a diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Well, a diamond cutter was found dead this afternoon. We suspected he may have been used to cut up the Elton diamond and then was killed.
I don't know anything about that.
Your husband didn't mention anything about any diamond?
Not a thing. Here's my husband's gun. I took it from him after he fell.
I think you'll find it's the one used to kill the diamond cutter, Markham, but not the one that killed the British steward.
You're right, Vance. This is an American-made automatic. However, Burke might have used another gun to murder Algy Corcoran.
Perhaps. Mrs. Burke, did your husband drink tea?
Are you kidding? He never drank tea.
Well, in that case, Markham, we'll have to look for another murderer.
Good afternoon.
How do you do? What can I do for you, please?
I'd like to know if you'd be interested in buying a pair of perfectly matched diamonds.
Diamonds?
How big, please?
20 carats each.
20 carats?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. That's a lot. Stolen, of course.
Does that make any difference?
Not to me. You would want a lot of money for them.
No, they're worth a lot. Here, take a look for yourself.
Hmm. Very beautiful. It would take some time for me to get rid of these.
Put them away. Somebody's coming in.
Somebody is in, Mrs. Burke. Somebody named me.
Vance, you followed me.
That's a logical conclusion. Yes, I did. And I'll take those stones if nobody minds.
Mister, if you're the police, take them. I know nothing about them. This lady brought them in. She asked me to buy them.
That's all right. I have nothing against you. Well, Mrs. Burke, apparently you left out part of your story, didn't you?
Vance, I told you the honest truth. Joe did try to kill me, and the gun did go off while we were struggling. Afterwards, I got the idea of taking these two stones, but the rest of the story was the truth. I swear it was.
Take it easy, Mrs. Burke. You weren't the hysterical type. Remember, that's what you told Markham and me. Just relax. And the five of us will take a trip to Mr. Markham's office.
The five of us?
Yes, this gentleman and the two stones and myself. I imagine he'll be glad to see us all.
Oh, I beg your pardon, old boy, but I'll have to deny the district attorney that pleasure. I'll take the stones.
Who are you?
Well, it wouldn't matter if I told you my name, because to be perfectly frank, old man, I change it almost as often as I change my shirt. But I'll take those stones, old fellow. Now.
Please, Mr. Vance, give them to me. He'll start to shoot if you don't.
Oh, there's no question about that. Well, Vance?
Well, I don't have any choice in the matter. Here they are.
Oh, no, don't throw them. I know all the tricks. Just leave them on the counter and walk away 3 steps with your back toward me. That's it. Now, all of you, walk.
Well, I should say we ought to walk, Mrs. Burke.
Okay.
Allow me.
Oh,
quite the gentleman, aren't you, Vance, old boy? Quite a smart gentleman, too. And now I'll just take these diamonds. Actually, they belong to me, by the way.
There's a family in London that might dispute that statement.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Let us just say that I'm the American owner. It was I who had them when we, the diamond cutter and I, were hijacked by this lady's husband, Joe Burke. I knew he was after the stones. And I was watching his house and followed Mrs. Burke when she left with you after her.
We made quite a parade, I imagine.
Yes, all we needed was a banner and a band.
You say those stones belong to you, that you're the American owner?
Yes.
Does that mean you killed Algie Corcoran to get them?
The resourceful, redoubtable Philo Vance asked us leading a question at that. Why, it's hard to believe you'd be that obvious, Vance.
I apologize.
I accept your apology.
I promise not to ask any more questions. And I promise you this. Within 24 hours, I'll have all the answers to this case, including knowing who you are and proving you killed Algie, if you did.
This is District Attorney Markham. The Teacup murder case opened with the killing of Algie Corcoran, the suspected smuggler. His murderer, we are sure, drank a cup of tea either before or after killing him and stealing the famous Elton diamond, which we are sure Corcoran brought across with him. Vance knows that the Elton has been cut up into 2 separate stones to prevent identification and was on the trail of the stones when he was held up. And they were taken from him by a man whom he didn't know, but who spoke with a marked British accent. He has promised to report any new developments to me, and I expect to be in touch with him.
Markham speaking. Is that you, Vance?
Yes, Markham. I've made several very interesting conjectures about this case, and I'd like to tell you about them.
Where are you now?
At home, but we can discuss this over the phone.
All right.
In my opinion, the teacup we found at Corcoran's room is the key to this entire case, Markham.
That's what I believe when you asked me to name it the teacup murder case for our records, but I'm not sure of the exact significance of the cup.
I'll explain that to you, but apparently I can't do it now. All I'll tell you is a very apparent fact. The killer is British. There's someone at my door. I'll check back with you later, Markham.
Do that, Vance. Bye.
Goodbye.
Vance. Vance, let me in, please.
Well, come in, my friend. Sorry to see you so badly beaten up, but it's nice to see you without a gun in your hand. Here, sit down right there.
Thank you. You recognize me, don't you?
Yes. You're the man who held me up at the diamond store and took the 2 stones from me. What happened to you, to them, and to your British accent?
Look, I'm going to give you this straight, Vance, because I need help. I was taking those diamonds back to my place when I got slugged and beaten up. Who it was that clipped me, I don't know, but he sure did a good job.
Yes, he did. By the way, who are you?
My name is Sands, Reginald Sands. That's my current name, anyhow. I used to work the boats. I'm a card man.
Cheating passengers in fixed games.
No, the games weren't fixed, just the cards.
No.
Anyhow, I got to meet Algie Corcoran on board one trip, and I knew he was going to grab the Elton Diamond over there and peddle it here, so I wanted to buy it.
So you went down to his room, killed him, and took it.
Look, let's not start that over again, Vance. The important thing is that I haven't got the Elton Stones. And I don't want the guy who has them to keep them.
Understandable, of course. And it's also understandable why you don't go to the police with your problem. By the way, what happened to your British accent?
It was knocked out of me by the guy who clipped me. See, I was born in Illinois, Vance, but I put on a phony accent when I worked the boats. You'd be surprised how a British accent can help me in my work, Vance.
Well, let's not discuss that now. Just give me an idea as to who might have done that manual tattoo work on your face.
Could have been only one guy. Johnny Peters.
That's a new name to me. Who's he?
Look, Algie told me three guys wanted the Elton. Joe Burke, he's dead. Me, and Johnny Peters. I have a hunch Peters is the character that did a job on me. And I'll tell you where you can find him.
Do that. And once I get in his apartment, I'll find what I can get out of him.
Hey, let's see you do that dance you do at the club, baby.
Okay.
Only this time, nobody is going to be watching except me. Here, I'll turn on the phonograph. Hey, what kind of record is that?
Oh, Johnny, cutie, I put that on while I was waiting for you to come home. Leave it. So, classical.
Who needs it? I want something with a beat so you can hook.
Oh, yeah.
What's the use of having a girlfriend who can hop the buck if you can't watch her every once in a while? Like now, huh?
Oh, I'll dance for you, Johnny. Anytime. Give me another glim at those diamonds you got, will you, huh?
What's it worth to you?
This? Let's see the rocks, Johnny. Just once more, huh? I won't touch them. Just let me look, huh?
Okay. Hey, yeah.
Gee. Oh, look what happens when the light hits them. They sparkle just like rhinestones. Gee, I'd like a costume made of them.
Oh. All she wants is a costume made of 20-carat diamonds. Right away, baby. I'll make you one with my own lily white hands. Right away.
Oh, they sure are pretty.
They sure are.
Yeah.
A couple of guys have been killed for these rocks. One guy got beaten up pretty bad on account of them. But I got them. And I'm going to keep them.
Who's that?
I don't know. Kill that phonograph while I stash these stones and find out.
Okay, I will.
Now let whoever it is try to find him. If that's what he's looking for.
Where'd you put him, Johnny?
Baby, you see any green in my eyes?
Why, no.
Think I'd trust you?
Johnny,
shut
you know...
up. Well, I see who's at the door. I've got nothing to hide from nobody now. Well... Who are you?
My name is Vance. Nice of you to ask me in.
I didn't ask you nothing, much less in. What do you want, Vance?
Well, right at the moment, I want to know why you're wearing adhesive tape on your right hand.
I cut myself when I was shaving.
On your hand?
I'm the neat type. What's it to you, Vance?
I'm looking for the Elton Diamond, only it's two diamonds now. And I'm also looking for a killer. I think I'll find both together.
Well, don't look at baby there. She don't know the right time.
Who don't? It's 8:30.
You see what I mean, Vance?
I'm not interested in her right now. It's you I want to talk to. You're Johnny Peters.
So?
So I don't think you'll mind if I look around your apartment, do you?
Oh, but I do. Very much.
In that case, please stop me. Please try, I mean. It would make me very happy.
Never let it be said that I didn't try to make a guy happy. How's for this, Vance? Laughing yet?
No, but I'm going to be enjoying myself for the next few minutes. I can see that.
Cut it out! Stop it! Kill him, Johnny!
Well, that's that.
You hurt him. Vance, you killed him. Oh, you murderer, you. I could... Gee, you got nice eyes.
The better to see that telephone with, my dear. Excuse me just a second. You'd better get some water and throw it in your boyfriend's face.
Sure, I'll get some right away.
Markham speaking.
This is Vance. Markham, can you reach Mrs. Joe Burke?
Yes, she's in custody. She'll have to stand trial for her husband's death, you know.
Well, I want you to have her down in your office. You had Sergeant Heath pick up a fellow named Reginald Sands at my apartment. Have him there, too.
All right. When will you be here?
As soon as I can make it. And I'll have company with me. A mug named Johnny Peters. The one person who killed Algie Corcoran and started us on this case is included in the three, Markham. It's either Mrs. Burke, Peters, or Sands. I don't know which one it is, but I guarantee I'll know 20 minutes after I get to your office.
Come
Come on, Peters. Don't make me drag you in. You're too heavy.
You hit awful hard, Vance. I don't hardly know where I am.
You're outside District Attorney Markham's office. And in a second, you'll be in there. Like now.
Oh, here's Vance.
Sit over there, Johnny. That seat right there.
Okay, what can I lose? Hi, Sands.
Hi.
You look like you ran into a truck. What happened to
you? You look like you met the same truck.
Hello, Mrs. Burke.
What did you want me here for, Vance?
You'll find out. Thank you, Markham, for the trouble I put you to.
No trouble, Vance. Well, what happens now?
A little experiment. I have three lists of girls' names on these sheets of paper in my pocket. One goes to each of my suspects. Here you are, Mrs. Burke.
What do I do with it?
I'll tell you later. Yours, Peters?
Gee, this is what I've always wanted. A piece of paper.
Your list, Mr. Sands?
Thanks so much.
Mrs. Burke, read me the names on that paper. Yeah. Keep going till I stop you.
Okay. Alice, Beatrice, Clarice, Dorothy, Evelyn, Frances, Grace.
That's enough.
Okay.
Mr. Peters?
How do you know I can read?
Can you?
Sure. Alice, Beatrice, Clarice, Evelyn, Frances, Grace,
hold it.
Harriet. It's a pleasure.
Mr. Sands?
My turn, huh?
That's right.
All right. Alice, Beatrice, Clarice, Dorothy, Evelyn, Frances, Grace, Harriet, Morvance.
No, thank you, Mr. Sands. You've gone far enough. Markham, you can make your arrest now.
I don't doubt it. But which one is the killer we're looking for?
Couldn't you tell, Markham? Why, the murderer is Johnny Peters, of course. Markham, I know you want an explanation, and you're entitled to one.
I not only want it, Vance, I need it. Why were you so sure the murderer had to be Johnny Peters?
To begin with, I was always certain the killer of Algy Corcoran was an Englishman. That required no genius. The weapon used, a 12-year-old Webley, was British. The fact that he drank a cup of tea with his victim while either about to murder Algy or right after was another indication that he was British.
So far, so good. But how'd you know Peters was English? He certainly didn't sound it when he talked.
Finding which of our suspects was English was the hard part of this case. Peters had been over here a number of years, Markham,
yes.
Long enough to lose his accent when he talked.
Yes.
But not long enough to lose his inclination for tea, and when he read, the fact that he was English reached right out and asserted itself.
Yeah. Of course, you know that I don't know how it did.
The pronunciation of the name Evelyn, Markham. The English don't say Evelyn, they say Evelyn.
Of course.
That's how Peters pronounced it when he was reading that list of names I prepared for just that purpose.
Well, I'll be darned. His confession proves you were right, of course, and we found the diamonds in his apartment, but I'm still not clear on the mechanics of this case. What actually happened that night in Algy's room?
Very simple, Markham. Algy sold the Elton diamond to Reginald Sands. Sands left, and in came Peters. Algy made him tea, and then announced he'd sold the Elton to Sands. Furious at what he considered a double cross, Peters shot Algy with his Webley pistol. A gun he carried because he'd had it for so long, he knew it couldn't be traced.
Then he wiped his fingerprints from the teacup he used and left.
Yes. Now, before he'd reached Algy's, Joe Burke, who was later killed by his wife, called Algy, and Algy told him he'd sold the Elton diamond to Sands. Follow that?
Yes, of course.
Well, the rest we know. Sands took the stone to be cut. Joe Burke came in, shot the cutter, and knocked out Sands. He came home, and his wife called us. What followed after that, you know.
That I do. And it isn't the only thing I know, either. I know this is the end of the teacup murder case.
Thank you.